Shalom aleichem avoisai, shalom from Yerushalayim ir hakodesh. Be'ezer Hashem mizborach u'b'siyata d'shmaya meruba. We're about to begin Parsha Shoftim, which can be divided into 17 topics. Topic number 1, Shoftim v'shoitrim titen lecha b'chol sha'orecha, to appoint judges and officers. And that covers the first 3 psukim of the Parsha. The next 2 psukim, Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, a topic that contains 3 topics in one. Do not plant an asherah, an avodah zarah tree. Do not plant any trees next to the mizbeach on Har HaBayis. And do not make a single stone mizbeach, otherwise known as a matzeva. Topic number 3, a one posuk topic. Do not shecht a korban with a mum. Topic number 4, the punishment of somebody who is oved avodah zarah, from perek yud zayin posuk beis through posuk zayin. Topic number 5, we must listen to the Bezna Godl, the Sanhedrin of 71 in the Lishkas Agozes in the Beis HaMikdosh, and the punishment of a Zoken Mamre who paskins differently from them, from Posuk Ches through Posuk Yud Gimel. Topic number 6, the Aliyah of Sheni, the Halachos of a Melech, a Jewish king. Topic number 7, starting with the Aliyah of Shlishi, Perek Yud Ches, Psukim Aleph and Beis, Shevet Levi gets no chelek or nachalo, no part in the loot that comes from the war, and no portion in Eretz Yisrael. Topic number 9, Psukim Gimel, Dalet, and Hay, 2 matnos kahuna that were not mentioned above in Parshas Koirach, Zoya Lachoyayim Keva, and Reishis Hagez. Topic number 9, starting with Aliyah of Revi, Psukim Vov, Zayin, and Ches. The Torah tells us, although there are mishmoros, shifts of kohanim that work throughout the year in the Beis HaMikdosh, nevertheless, if a kohen wants to bring his personal korban, he can come whenever he wants and bring his korban. And on the regolim, all kohanim are invited to do the avodah. Topic number 10, the issur of witchcraft. And what do we do with a novi sheker, a false prophet? From Perek Yud Ches, Posuk Tes, through Posuk Chof Beis. Topic number 11, Orei Miklot, the refuge cities meant for somebody who killed B'Shoigeg, from Perek Yud Tes, Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Yud Gimel. Topic number 12, by the Aliyah of Shishi, another single Posuk topic, Loisasig Gvul Reacho, don't move the fence of your field to make your field bigger on the cheshbon of your fence field. Topic number 13, the halachos of Edim Zoymimim, Edim that plotted against somebody and testified falsely against him, they will receive the punishment that they wanted to put on him. Perek Yud Tes, Posuk Tes Vov, through Posuk Chof Aleph. Topic number 14, when Klal Yisrael goes out to war, what is the Seder HaMilchomo? The drosha of the koyen that he gives them, the drosha of the shoitrim, and who is exempt, who goes back from the battlefield, back home. From Perek Chof, Posuk Aleph, through Posuk Tes. Topic number 15, starting with Aliyah of Shvi. When going out to a Melchemes Reshus, when conquering land outside Eretz Yisrael, you must first offer peace before waging war. From the Aliyah of Shvi, through Posuk Yud Ches. Topic number 16, when making a siege around a city, you may not cut down fruit trees in order to make that siege, otherwise known as the Isser of Bal Tashchis, Posuk Yud Tes and Chof. And finally, the 17th and last topic of our parasha, Eglo Arufo, if somebody was found murdered and we don't know who the murderer was, we have a mitzvah to do, the mitzvah of Eglo Arufo. From Perek Chof Aleph, Posuk Aleph, through the end of the Parasha, Posuk Tes. And let us begin with Siyata Dishmaya, the first topic of Parasha Shoftim, to appoint judges and officers. Shoifetim v'shoiterim titen lecho b'chol she'orecho asher adonoi Eloheicho noisein lecho lishvotecho v'shofetu esom mishpat tzedek. Appoint judges and officers for all of your shvotim. Every shevet has its bezdin. And in addition to that, appoint judges and officers in all of the cities that Hashem is giving you. And when you appoint those judges, make sure you appoint judges that will judge justly. Says Rashi, Shoiftim v'shoitrim. Shoiftim is Dayonim ha-poiskim mesadin. The Dayonim the paskin, what the din is. And what are Shoitrim? Horoi din esom achar mitzvoson. They make sure that the people who were judged keep what the judge says. Shemakin v'kuiftin b'makeilu v'retzua. They hit with a stick and they tie with ropes, whatever they need to do, acheikabel olov es din ha-shoifet, until the litigant accepts and receives whatever the shoifet told him to do. Bechol she'orecho, bechol ir vo'ir. She'orecho means a gate, but it means every city. Lishvotecho, says Rashi, musov al titen lecho, shuif al titen lecho. The word lishvotecho, although it says later on in the posuk, but it's going back on the word shuiftim v'shoitrim titen lecho. And Rashi spells it out, as if the posuk says, shuiftim v'shoitrim titen lecho lishvotecho. Every shevet has its bezdin. And besides for that, b'chol she'orecho asher Hashem Elokecho noisen lecho. Lishvotecho, melamed shemoshivim dayonim lecho shevet v'shevet. Every shevet has its bezdin, and u'b'chol ir vo'ir. Every city has its bezdin. V'shofutu esom, manei dayonim mumchim v'tzadikim lishpo tzedek. Says Rashi, this is not talking to the dayonim, that they should paskin justly. Rather, it's talking to the people who are in charge of appointing the dayonim. And how did Rashi know that? Because if it was talking to the dayonim directly, it would have spoken to them directly. Ushvatetem es ha'om mishpat tzedek. Like the next posuk Yutes, when talking to the judges, it talks to them directly. Lo yisata mishpat. From the fact that it's talking in the third person, v'shofetu, and they will judge, Rashi understood that we're talking about the people that are appointing the judges. Posuk Yutes, lo yisate mishpot, lo yisakir ponim, v'lo yisikach shoichad ki hashoichad, ya'aveir einei chachomim v'saleif divrei tzadikim. Do not bend the judgment, and do not give special consideration to anybody, and do not take bribery. All these three surim are talking to the judges. Don't take bribery, why not? Because bribery blinds the eyes of even wise people, and it perverts the righteous words of the Torah. Says Rashi, lo yisata mishpot kimashmoi. Don't bend the judgment. Lo yisakir ponim af b'shasa tainois. Even when it doesn't come to paskening, when you're listening, when the dayanim are listening to the tainus, don't give special consideration to any one of the litigants. Rashi gives examples. He can't talk softly to one while he talks harshly to another. It can't be a situation that one is standing and one is sitting. Why? When the litigant that's getting the lesser treatment sees that the dayan is honoring the other litigant more than him, his mouth shuts up. He feels flustered. He feels intimidated, and therefore he forgets what he wanted to say. Even if one of the litigants pays the dayan, I'm paying you to judge justly, even if against me. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to take bribery. Once you receive the shoichad, it's impossible that your heart won't lead towards him to find some zchus in him. And that's why even if he gave it to you, in order to judge justly, you're not allowed to take it from him. Divrei tzadikim, says Rashi, it doesn't mean what you think it means. You would have thought it meant that it perverts the words of tzadikim, namely the judges who are tzadikim, it perverts their words. Says Rashi, it's not what it means. If such a judge is taking shoichad, clearly he's no longer a tzadik. Rather, what does it mean? Dvorim hametzudokim. The words that are just in intrinsically, mishpatei emes, namely the words of the Torah, shoichad perverts that. Posuk chof tzedek tzedek tirdoif leman tichyeh v'yorashto es ha'oretz asher adoy noy aloyhecho noysein loch. When looking for a bezdin to paskin a din Torah, you should pursue the best bezdin possible, in order that you should live and inherit the land that Hashem is giving you. Says Rashi, tzedek, tzedek, tildoif, halech achal bezdin yofeh, go to the best bezdin, the most knowledgeable. למעטיך יביורשתו, כי די הוא מינוי הדיונים הקשירים, לאחר יויסס ישראל ולא ישיב ונולד מוסון. This mitzvah of appointing kosher dayonim, good judges, that is kedai, is worthy of keeping Am Yisrael alive and settling them on their land. Adkan, topic number one, appointing judges and officers. On to topic number two, three in one. Not to plant an Avodah Zorah tree, not to plant any tree by the Mizbeach and Har HaBayis, and not to make a one stone Mizbeach. Posuk Chof Aleph, lo yisita alecho ashiro kol eitz eitzel Mizbeach Adonai Elohecho asher ta'aseloch. Do not plant an Avodah Zorah tree anywhere, and do not plant any tree next to the Mizbeach, of Mizbeach of Hashem that you're going to make. You're chayiv the second you planted it. Even before you had a chance to worship it, you're safe for the emir planting it. This is an azhoro. You're not to plant a tree or build any house on Har HaBayis. L'chayra, a house containing wood. Where does this drasha come from? The pashta of the pasuk says, Lo yisita lecho asheiro, and Lo yisita lecho kol eitz el mizbeach Hashem elokecho. Namely, the word Lo yisita is going both on asheiro and on kol eitz. But being that it doesn't spell out the second Lo yisita, we darshan even to be boina bais out of eitz, anywhere eitz el mizbeach Hashem elokecho is going to be osur. It's interesting to note the timing in this posuk. L'chayra, according to the Pshat Rashi said, I would have put the esnachto, the comma, in the middle of the posuk on the word asheiro. Lo yisita lecho asheiro, comma, and kol eitz, eitzel mizbeach Hashem lekecho. But the timing put the esnachto on the word kol eitz. Posuk chov beiz, velo yisokim lecho matzeivo asher sonei adoinoi aloihecho. Do not erect a one stone mizbeach, for Hashem hates it. Says Rashi, V'lo yisokim lecho matzeivo, matzeves even achas, a one stone mizbeach, la'akriv aleha, afilu l'shamayim. We're not talking about Avodah Zarah over here. Even l'shem shamayim, you're not allowed to bring a korban to Hashem on a matzeivo. Asher sonei, rather, what type of mizbeach does Hashem want? Either mizbeach avonim, made of multiple stones, or mizbeach adoma, which has the frame of the four walls of the mizbeach, and you fill it up with dirt. Those are the type of mizbechos that Tziva lasos. But ve'ezu amatzeiva sone. Why does he hate it? Ki choy kuyse laknanim. The knanim used it for the avodah zarah. Ma'af al pisho hisa ahuva loy mi bimei ha'ovois. By the ovois, b'Yaakov Avinu, we find he was makiv on amatzeiva at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze, and later on Parshas Vayishlach. Nevertheless, achshav sneo. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates it. Me'achar shasa'ua eilu choyk la'avodah zarah. It became a thing for avodah zarah, therefore Hashem hates it. Adkan, the second topic. Not planting an asheiro, not planting any tree by the mizbeach, and not making a one-stone matzeva. On to the third topic, not shechting a korban with a mum. Lo yisizbach ladoino yaluhecho shoyo voseh asher yihye voy mum. Koil davoro ki suyavas adoino yaluhecho hu. Do not shecht for Hashem an ox or a sheep goat, both are included in the word se, that has a mum, a blemish. Koil davoro pashtus, any type of mum. Rashi will make a drasha from the repetition because this is disgusting to Hashem. Says Rashi Lo Yisizbach Kul Dovoro. Kul Dovoro seems to be extra. Says Rashi, it's come to be Malbe, and we're going to darshin. Kul Dovoro, Kul Dibur Ro. What's something that can pass a korban with speech? As Horo Lemefagel Bakochi Maldei Dibur Ro. This is as Horo that you're not allowed to make Pigul through Dibur. Above, in Parshat Tzav, and again in Kedushim, we saw the concept of pigul once a korban became pigul. Namely, if somebody said while he's shechting that he's going to eat this meat chutz lizmanoi, outside its time, or chutz limkoimoi, outside its place, that makes this korban into pigul. And the korban is usher to eat. Our pasuk is telling us it's also to do that. That it didn't say above. There it said, if it happened, you can't eat it. And over here it's telling you, you cannot do it. Rashi Shita is that pigul only happens bidibu, with speech and not with thought. We have other drushes in the Gemara and Zvachim from these words called davogo. On to the fourth topic, the oinish, the punishment for somebody who is over avodah zarah. Pasuk beis. If you will find somebody among you from one of the cities that Hashem is giving you, man or woman, who does what's bad in Hashem's eyes to break the covenant we have with Hashem. Says Rashi, "Lavo berisoy asher koras Hashem itchem shelo lavo davoides kechovim, not to be even avoid zore. Vayelech vayavoid Elohim acherim vayishtachu lohem velashemesh oy layoreach oy lechol tzevo hashamayim asher lo itzivisi." And this man or woman went ahead and worshipped gods that others made them into gods, and they bowed down to them, or to the sun, the moon, or any one of the Tzvo HaShamayim, the armies in the skies, namely the stars and other luminaries, planets or some sort. Asher lo tzivisi, I did not command you to worship them. Says Rashi, asher lo tzivisi le'ovdom. One could have mistakenly said pshat, that I did not command that they should be, but that would be kfira. There is nothing in the universe that came to be without Hashem commanding it to be. Pozuk dalet v'hu gad l'cho v'shamoto v'dorashto heitev v'hine emes n'cho in adavor neseso atoivu azuis b'Yisrael. This pozuk is talking to Beis Din. When this information comes to you to Beis Din and you listen intently to the details and you interrogate the witnesses well, and after all the interrogation turns out that it's true, and both testimonies are synchronized. They said the exact same thing. In other words, that really happened. Such a disgusting thing was done among Klal Yisrael. Says Rashi, Nochoin Mechuvano Edus. They're synchronized. The two testimonies, they're saying the same thing. Posuk Hei Voitzeiso Es Ho'ish Ahu. Oh, yes, Ho'isho Hahi Asher Osu. Es Hadavor Hora Haze El Shorecho. Es hoish, o yes hoisho, uskaltom bo avonim vameisu. You shall take out the man or the woman that did this terrible thing to the city that they were oyved avodah zarah in, and over there you should stone them to death. Chayav skilo, says Rashi. The following Rashi is going to deal with the word el she'orecho. Throughout the Torah, the word she'orecho, which means gates, sometimes it was referring to Beis Din, and sometimes it was referring to cities. And Rashi will point out that there's some Gersois in Targum have a mistake and translate this El Shorecho as Lisra Beis Dinoch, namely, you give them skila in Beis Din. And Rashi will point out that that's not true. Rather, this word El Shorecho is referring to the city that he or she was Eved Avodah Zarah in. Says Rashi, Voitzeiso Es Hoishahu El Shorecho. Ametargem el shorecho lisra beis dinoch to the gates of Beis Din Toya. That's a mistake. Shekein shoninu. Chazal teach us el shorecho means ze sheovad boy, the city that he was oved avodah zarah in. The Gemara asks, oyeinu elo shal shenidoin boy. The Gemara even suggests this possibility. Maybe it means the city, the Beis Din, where he was, where the Beis Din paskined. And the Gemara says no. Nemal shorecho lemato. Our posuk el shorecho, v'nema shorecho lemalo in posuk beis, ki motzei b'kirbocho be'achad shorecho. We darshin ma shorecho hamu lemalo, and posuk beis is referring to shal she'ovad boy, the city that he was oyved avodah zarah. Av shorecho hamu lemato, and our posuk means shal she'ovad boy, the city that he was oyved avodah zarah. And therefore, the correct gersa in Targum says Rashi, v'targumoi lekirvoch. Take him to the city that he was Eved Avodah Zarah, not to the Beis Din that paskened. Posuk Vav al pi shenayim edim, oy shloisha edim, yumas hameis Lo yumas al pi eid echad. Says the Torah, the only way you can kill this person that was over Avodah Zarah, and who had any misa in the Torah, is only if two or three eidim come and testify. You cannot kill somebody based upon one eid. Fragt Rashi, the obvious question. Im miskeim es eidus b'shnayim, lo maporad lecho b'shloisha. Once I know that two are good eidim, surely three. Three includes two. Emvat Rashi, lehakish shloisha l'shnayim. The Torah is telling you to compare three to two. Mashnaim edus achas. It's one edus. Avshloisha edus achas. So too, if there are three edim, it's considered one edus. Regarding what do I care that it's one edus? Regarding the halacha of einasim zoymimim ad shi zoymu kulam. Later on, we're going to see the parasha of edim zoymimim. When edim plotted against a person, they made up a story that he was oved avodah zarah, mechalel shabbos, or whatever they did. So, and turns out that they're false, they're going to get the punishment that they wanted to give. That halacha, that they get the punishment that they wanted to give, is only true if everybody in the group of Edim was found to be Zoymimim. Later on, we're going to see that's true by two Edim, and our pasuk is teaching us the same thing holds true by three Edim. Let's say you have three Edim that testified on this person that he was oved avodah zarah. And turns out that two of them are Zoymimim, they lied. The third one was not found to be a liar. Could be he even said the truth. Says our pasuk, we will not kill the first two. Although they had bad intentions, they did want to kill an innocent person. Nevertheless, says the Torah, makish shloisha l'shnayim, just like shnayim is one edus, and you can't kill either one until both of them are found Zoymimim. That we'll see later on how we know that. So too, shloisha has the same din. Posuk Zayin Yad Hoidim Tihye Boi Vorishoino Lami Soi Viyad Kol Homo Boacharoino Uviyar Tohoro Mikir Becho. Says the Torah, there's a mitzvah on the Edim themselves to kill the person that's Chayiv Misa. They come first, and if for whatever reason they can't do it or they're not enough, then the rest of the nation can join. And you shall get rid of the evil among you. Adkan, the fourth topic, the oinish, the punishment of an Ovid Avodah Zarah. On to the fifth topic, the centrality of the Bezdin HaGodol, and how everybody has to listen, and you can't paskin differently than them. Posuk ches ki polei mimecho dovor lamishpot, bein dom, bein din ledin, uvein nega lo nega, divrei rivois bish orecho vekamto veoliso, El Hamokoi Mashaivcha Radoino Yaloyhecho Boy. If something is separated and covered from you, there's something that you don't know regarding a mishpot, whether it be bein dam le dam, this machluk is between the chachomim regarding a certain dam, is it dam tohur or dam tomei regarding hilchis nido, bein din le din and the din toiro, whether one is chayiv or potter, bein nega le nega, whether hilchis negoim tzoras, is it a nega tomei or nega toir, divrei rivo is bishorecho, there's a disagreement among the chachomim in your cities. Who's going to paskin this disagreement among the chachomim? Says the Torah, v'kamta v'oliso, go up to the place that Hashem will choose. Namely, to the Lishkas HaGozis in the Sanhedrin and the Beis HaMikdosh, the Bezdin of 71. Says Rashi, ki polei kol aflo loshen havdolo uprisho, shadovo nivdol umechuse mimcho. The word yipolei aflo means separated, something is hidden from you. You don't have access to that knowledge, you don't know, you don't have clarity. Bein dom le dom, bein dam tome le dam tohil. Bein din le din, bein din zakai le din chayo. Ubein nega lo nega, bein nega tome le nega toil. Divrei rivois, sheyuchach mi yuchul kemadovo, the chachamim are arguing. Ze metame, veze metayer, ze mechaye, veze mezake. Ve kamto av oliso. When you go to the Beis HaMikdosh, you're going up. Why is that? Melamed she Beis HaMikdosh gavuya mikol ha-mekoymois. The Beis HaMikdosh was on a high place, higher than any other of the places. It doesn't mean all of the places. As the Gemara in Zvachim told us, that when Shmuel and David were looking for the Mokum HaMikdosh, they had a Hava Amina that was in a place called Ein Etom, because that was the highest mountain in the area of Yerushalayim. And then they darshan, no, being safe of Shochin, it doesn't have to be the highest place, Davka not the highest place. So when Rashi says Mekol HaMakomos, it means from all the other countries. So says the Sif Seich HaChom. Posuk tes uvoso el hakohanim alvim vel hashofet asher yehiye bayomim hahem vedorashto vegidu lecho eis devar hamishpot. And you shall come to the kohanim who come from Shevet Levi, and to any other shofet, any other dayan who will be part of the 71 in the Sanhedrin, Lishka Zagozis. It seemed that the default was that they were kohanim. Not that they have to be kohanim, as the pasuk says, vel hashofet. But the pasuk's go-to dayan is hakohanim alavim and any other shofet asher yihye bayomim ohem. And you shall seek out their opinion, and they will tell you what the halacha is. Says Rashi, hakohanim alavim, hakohanim sheyotzu mishevet Levi, vel hashofet asher yihye bayomim ohem. Rashi's bothered by a question. Obviously, you're going to go to the shofet that's in those days. What are you going to go, take a time machine and go to a shofet in a different day? Emfert Rashi, afilu einoy kishar shoftim shoyu lefonov. Even if this shofet is not the way shoftim used to be. And one may say, you call this a rav, you call this a dayan. Nevertheless, he is in the Sanhedrin of the 71. Ato tzorich lishmoy aloy. You must listen to him. Ein lecho el shofet shebiyomecho. Says the Torah, the shoftim that were appointed, they are the shoftim, no matter who they are, no matter who you think they are. Posuk yud ve'osis, o al pi adavor asher yagidu lecho, min ha-makoyim ha-hu, asher yivchar adonoi, ve'shamarto la'so, izkechoi la'sher yirucho. And you should do whatever they told you from that place, the place that Hashem has chosen, namely the Sanhedrin and Lishkas HaGozis in the Beis HaMikdosh. And you should be careful to keep exactly as they paskind. Posuk yud alef al pi atiro asher yiruch oval amishpot asher yemur lecho tase lo yisosu min adavor asher yagidu lecho yomin usmoil. Based on the Torah that they paskind for you, and based on the judgments that they tell you to do, you must do. And you may not stray from whatever they tell you. Right or left, do exactly as they say. Says Rashi, Yomin u'smoil, afilu u'malecho al yamin shu u'smoil, v'al smoil shu yamin. Even if the Beis Din HaGadol tells you on right that it's left, or left that it's right, namely, you totally don't get them, you totally don't understand them, you think that they're completely wrong. Nevertheless, you must listen to them. The kol shekein she'oimer lecho al yemin yemin ve'al smoil smoil. Says Hashem Yisborach, and I'm telling you that their right is the real right, and their left is the real left. And therefore, you should do exactly as they say. Posuk yud beis ve'ho'ish asher yaseh ve'zodoin levilti shemoya elakoyhein ho'imeid leshoret shomes adoino yaloyhecho oyela shoyfeit. Umeis ho'ish ha'hu uvi'al tohoro mi'Yisrael. Although the pasuk sounds like anybody who doesn't listen to the Sanhedrin, to the Beis Din HaGadol, to the Kohen, the Shoifet, he's chayev misa. Nevertheless, Chazal tell us in the Mishnah Sanhedrin, this is referring specifically to a zokin mamre. A zokin mamre means that he has to paskin for others against Beis Din. If somebody privately doesn't listen to the Beis Din HaGadol, so that's a terrible thing. The pasuk says you have to listen to Beis Din HaGadol. But to be chayev misa, it has to be a zokin mamre that he goes back to his city and he paskins differently than what the Beis Din HaGadol paskined. V'ho'ish, and this man, this zokin mamre, who does bemezid and does not listen to the koyen, we said before, the default shoftim were kahanim. Besides for a dayan, he's also Mishores es Hashem. Or any of the shoftim. The shoftim doesn't have to be a kohen. Such a person is chay of misa. This is called a zokin mamre. A zokin is a Talmud Chochom, who is mamre, who goes against the bezn. Ubiyar toro mikirbecha, get rid of the evildoers from Klal Yisrael. V'chol ha'om yishmu v'yirou, v'lo yezidun oid. And everybody, the entire nation, should hear and should fear and should be careful never to do such a thing again. How do we make that happen, that everyone should hear? Says Rashi v'cholom yishmu mikan shemamtinu le'ado regel u'memitzi noise b'regel. When for the regel that everyone comes to Yerushalayim aliyah l'regel, and that's where everybody knows that this Zoken Mamu was killed for this reason, and nobody will repeat this mistake. Adkan, the fifth topic of the centrality of the Bezen HaGodl, Sanhedrin of 71 in Lishkas HaGozis, and the halachos of a Zoken Mamre.